Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. And now, Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
And welcome to balmy West Burlington, Iowa. And we're going to be here for 2 days of basketball as the basketball season has finally arrived, overlapping as it does with football, but the Grizzlies will open their campaign here today against a really solid Division II team, the Des Moines Area Community College Bears. And the Grizzlies will kick this off with another game tomorrow. We'll be here also at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when the Grizzlies play the homestanding Southeast Iowa Community College Blackhawks. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Dylan Groves back in the studio as we kick off this campaign. Very exciting. This season starts differently. This is going to be the 14th year that I've done Grizzly basketball, and especially over recent seasons. This season has a little bit of a different look, a little bit of a different feel to it than the past few. This Grizzly basketball team is going to be different from last year in a lot of respects. Depth is the first thing that jumps out. We have a lot of kids that are going to be contributors on this basketball team this year. We have a much better roster in terms of overall size. We have five kids who go 6'6" or better, and we have good quickness at the guards. The question is, and you look back at last year and the struggles the Grizzlies had, it was just basically shooting the basketball. We got kids that can shoot the ball much better. This Des Moines team is very good. Starting five for both teams, the Grizzlies will go with this five of Ryan Richardson, a 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Sean Glass, 6'1 freshman, West Monroe, Louisiana. Urji Hanami, 6'4 sophomore, Windsor, Ontario. Ethan Smith, a 6'8 sophomore from Laurel, Maryland. And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 sophomore from the Congo. Grizzlies will be in the traveling blue, and it'll be Des Moines in the white. And the tip is won by the Grizzlies, and this basketball season's underway. Sean Fisher, 6'2 sophomore from Iowa City, Iowa, at one guard. For Des Moines, Demarius Shakur, 6'5 sophomore from Milwaukee, at another. Down low pass inside. Smith lost it. Picked up by Lionel, and he puts it up and in. And that's a great start to the season. One trip, one bucket. And Lionel Kamwimba gets the bucket for the Grizzlies. 2-0 Grizzlies, just underway in Burlington, Iowa. Des Moines with the ball. The Grizzlies start in a 2-3 zone at the left point. They'll move it to the right side, penetrate the key, dish it to the far left corner. Open shot there for Deshaun Fisher, and that's good for three. Deshaun Fisher from Iowa City, Iowa, knocks in the first one for Des Moines. Pressure out front. Man-to-man defense. Baseline. Move to the middle. Richardson, bounce pass, cross, bad pass, thrown away. One-on-one layup, driving, no good. Late whistle, foul call on the Grizzlies after the turnover. And so the turnover will bring a substitution for the Grizzlies. Demarius Shakur is the free throw shooter. He shoots two. Fouled in the act of shooting. First one is no good. As Ryan Richardson will come out of the lineup after that turnover. Next try is good. And the Grizzlies will sub in Zaheem Jackson, a 6'3 sophomore guard from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Grizzlies in the blue on offense. Driving the key, kick it to the corner. Sean Glass hesitates, drives in, has it slapped away and stolen. Another turnover on the Grizzlies. Two-on-two break. They feed it back, knocked away, stolen by Urji Hanami. Team straight turnovers from right to left to the bucket. Here's a right-hand reverse. No good. Ball is tipped out off the miss by Sean Glass. Now up the floor it goes to Demarius Shakur. Drives the lane, left-hand layup, rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Urji Hanami for the Grizzlies. To the right corner, baseline wraparound pass to the far side. Lionel kicks it outside. Urji to the right point. Sean Glass shoots a three ball, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot three, and the Grizzlies with a chance to take the lead now. Fouls on Demaryius Shakur. That's the first foul call against Des Moines. Sean Glass at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. The freshman from Louisiana makes the first one. Sean from West Monroe, Louisiana. He makes the second one. This kid is going to be such a good player for the Grizzlies. He really is. Sean Glass trying to make it 3-for-3, and he missed it. Rebound bounces long to the far corner. Andrew Austin chases it down for Des Moines. Grizzlies back to the zone. We're tied up at 4 apiece. To the low block. Turn shot is up and good. Nice play. That time a turn and shoot by Jamal Ambrose, the 6'9 sophomore from Atkill Valley, Minnesota. 6'4, Bears lead it. Grizzlies with the basketball. Ethan Smith on the wing. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off now to the baseline. Wraparound pass feed back inside. Layup no good. Tipped out. Loose basketball. Fought for. Tipped out toward midcourt. Picked up by the Bears. They come back on a 2-on-3 break. Right hand layup off the board. Rolls around and off. No good. And the rebound will be controlled. It'll be a jump ball. And it'll be Bears basketball. One of the things that Jared Fay, the Grizzly head coach, said coming into the year was that they wanted to play a little faster and they're more equipped to play fast with this group with the depth that they have. Here's the inbound play by the Bears. They lead at 6-4 on the right baseline. They'll circle it back outside and set their offense. Demaryius Shakur, a Milwaukee kid, goes to the baseline, floats out, kicks it outside. Now to the left corner. Set and a shot for a three way off, too hard by Andrew Austin. Rebound on the weak side. Grizzlies come back with it. Bounce it up ahead. Ball tipped out of bounds in front of the DMAC bench, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies with 18 on the shot clock. So the Grizzlies have Sean Glass and Zaheem Jackson playing at guard. Zaheem takes the inbound pass from the scorer's table in front of us. Grizzlies with the blue, some red trim, a little bit of white thrown in on the left side. Smith drives the baseline. No look pass across. Lionel back outside. Here's Jackson with a three, and that's good. He's going to be a good player for the Grizzlies. Ball tipped out of bounds by Zaheem Jackson. And it'll stay with the Bears. The Grizzlies went through some shooting pangs last year. We've got kids that can sure shoot the basketball. There's no doubt about that. Here's a pick and roll. Austin takes the ball inside. Stripped away by Jackson out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bears with 14 on the shot clock. One of the keys, too, is going to be the willingness of this Grizzly team to play defense this year. And they've got kids that are really hard workers here. So shot in the corner for three, and that's good. On the inbound play, Trevian Carson makes his first bucket, and that makes it 9-7. Here's Glass, fadeaway, free throw line, no good. Here's a rebound, put back, won't go, and now we'll get a foul call against the Bears, moving out on the rebound that time. And that foul go against Jamal Ambrose as Ethan Smith came in to get a loose ball, pick it up, and as he was sailing in, he got hip-checked out of the way. Ambrose will be called for the foul. Team second, his first. Free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. First try is no good for Ethan Smith. Ethan is a 6'8 freshman from, or 6'8 sophomore from Laurel, Maryland. We haven't had many Maryland kids on the Grizzly teams over the years. There's the next one good. Ethan Smith makes one out of two. 9-8 ball game. Out top, Demaryius Shakur, lob pass down low. Ambrose leans in, shoots high off the board and good. If he catches it, 6, 7 feet from the basket. He's going to score a bunch tonight. Jamal Ambrose has 4. At the point, left wing. Jackson left corner. Wide open shot. It's good for 3 by Ryan Richardson. Grizzlies now take a lead of 11-10. Down the key. Cut off the dribble. Back out to Ambrose. Now at the right point. They'll move it over with Deshaun Fisher. Fisher driving, kicking it right side. Austin with a 3, good. And that 3 will give the Blackhawks, or give the Bears, that is, a lead of 13-11. 15:21 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We come back after the timeout called by DMAC, or Des Moines Area Community College. 14-11, they lead by 3. Grizzlies will substitute here. We've got Javian Downey in the ball game for the Grizzlies, sophomore. And Blaine Harris from Jackson, Missouri, a freshman in the lineup for the Grizzlies. Richardson, bounce pass inside. Turn shot, facing up, no good. Tipped over to the corner. And a race for the ball is won by Des Moines. They get the rebound. They'll bring it up the floor here. With Trevian Carson in the right corner. Step in by Shakur. Laid it up, no good. Rebound put back, no good. But a foul on the play as Ambrose got the weak side rebound. And he got fouled from behind by Javian Downey for the Grizzlies. So the free throw shooter, Jamal Ambrose, will wait for Zaheem to get his shoe tied on the free throw line. Here we go with the shot. First try, good. Jamal Ambrose now with 5 points. Fifteen-11 is the correct score, they say. That would be true since Ambrose made that 2 a little while ago. Next one is good. So we had some question about that. 16-11. Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. Blaine Harris comes up with Javian Downey on the dribble. Jaden Roach in the ball game for the Grizzlies. 6'6" freshman from Florida. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds in front of the DMAC bench. Stays with the Grizzlies. They've got 19 on the shot clock. Zaheem Jackson, Javian Downey, Ryan Richardson, Jaden Roach, and Blaine Harris are the 5 for the Grizzlies. Zaheem Jackson will throw the ball in right in front of the scorer's table here. Gets it in. Javian goes right, passes right to Harris. High post, Jaden Roach to the right corner. Zaheem Jackson has it. Jab step right, goes left around the screen. Drives to the lane, goes up, left-hand reverse, no good, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. We've got some good guards that can get the ball to the basket. That foul is going to go on Ethan Thomas, 6'9", sophomore from Greenfield, Wisconsin, for the Bears in that case. Zaheem Jackson will shoot some free throws here. He'll shoot 2. Grizzlies down 5, first half, 16-11, in the season opener here in Iowa. First try is no good. There have been 8 field goals made in this game. 5 of them, 3-point shots. Zaheem can make this a four-point game if he can make this one. And he does. Now the Grizzlies will substitute into the lineup. Jonathan White, 6'1 freshman from Columbia, South Carolina. We've had some good players come from South Carolina, from the Carolinas in general over the years. And Jonathan White is a guard, and he is quick on quick. He's at the front of the zone right now. Out front, down the key. Here's a hanging shot high off the board. Tipped up, no good. Rebound long to the corner. Chased down by Ryan Richardson. Grizzlies come back with it with a chance to cut it to two. Maybe one. Right side, Richardson in the corner. Jonathan White. Bears in a man-to-man. High screen. Richardson dribbles over the top. Kicks it over. Back goes to Richardson. Point shot for a three. Rims off. Ball is going to be rebounded by the Bears. They come back on the dribble. Attack the basket. Right-hand floater is up and good by Jaden Jefferson. 6'3 freshman from Forney, Texas. White with the ball. Grizzlies down six. 18-12. Roach gets it across to the right sideline. Richardson, crossover dribble, bounce pass. Roach takes it in all the way. Right-hand runner, no good. Got his own board. Goes up strong, and he scores. Jaden Roach with his first Grizzly basket. Now at the other end, they'll cut underneath. Right-hand, oh, a dunk shot missed inside. An up-and-under dunk attempt was missed. Now the other way we go. Here's Javian driving and scoring. Javian Downey with a bucket and one. And we'll get some substitutions in the lineup. Erji Hanami will come back in for the Grizzlies for Ryan Richardson. So it's a bucket and one for Javian Downey, coming back as a sophomore for the Grizzlies this season. 6'3", sophomore from Toronto, Canada. Great kid. He took some big strides last year. Here's a free throw, and it's good. Javian Downey with a big play there, a three-point play. And it's now a one-point game, 18-17. Grizzlies down one. It was six, a heartbeat ago. Right side, kick it out. Shoot a three from the wing. No good. Off the mark. Rebound, Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. Up the left side, Javian Downey with it. He had Jaden Roach up ahead, but he decided not to take that risky pass attempt. At the right point, Jonathan White drives the lane, turns around, lost the ball, pulls up, shoots from 13 off the board, won't go. Rebound, foul on the play will be called against the Bears. And a push-off on the big guy inside, Jamal Ambrose. That's a good break for the Grizzlies. Jaden Roach at 6'6", battling 6'9". Jamal Ambrose. Good job, Jaden. He'll come out of the lineup now. Erji Hanami is in along with Lionel Kamwimba. Here's the inbound play. Out to the corner. White has it. Dribbles it over the top. Jonathan, 6'1 guard. The South Carolinian. It's an 18-17 game. Grizzlies down by one. At the right point, to the right corner, Blaine Harris up fake. Good fake. Pulls up, 15-footer is good. Blaine Harris from the boot heel. His first Grizzly basket. They'll move it inside, outside here. To the right corner, ball fake to the wing. Here's pass to the corner, ball fumbled away, nearly fumbled away. Picked back up, though. Whistle, travel violation. Good defense by the Grizzlies, especially Javian Downey and Blaine Harris on that far side of the floor with Jonathan White. Turnover number two on DMAC and the Grizzlies for that last bucket. Now have a one-point lead. 19-18. 11:40 to go in the first half from Burlington. Right baseline pass, Kamwimba tipped outside. Gives it off, White. Baseline drive all the way, left-hand reverse layup, no good. Lionel gets the rebound, kicks it over. Erji drives, hangs, shoots. Body contact, no foul, and a missed shot. Back the other way to the right corner. Hook pass far side, left corner, open shot. That's in the air for three, and it's no good. And the rebound pulled down, though, by the Bears. They kick it out to the left wing for a three. No good. And the rebound taken down by Urji Hanami to Javian across the way to Urge. Urge drives the key, puts up a runner, and that's good. It hit the side iron and came straight back down. Urji Hanami's first basket. And everyone who has played so far has scored for the Grizzlies. Sean Glass, Zaheem Jackson getting ready to check in for the Grizzlies. 10:50 to play in the first half. 21-18 Grizzlies. Here's a pull-up from 12. No good. Rebound Urji Hanami for the Grizzlies. At the point, Urge has it. Dribbles over the top, down the key. Hangs, got his shot blocked out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies with 19 on the shot clock. Sean Glass in, Jonathan White out. Zaheem Jackson in, Javian Downey out. Zaheem will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies. 21-18 is the score. The Grizzlies lead by three here in Burlington. Here's the inbound play. Jackson gets it inbounds in the corner. Gets it back on a pass. Pass in the corner to a three, and that's good. Zaheem Jackson deep. I mean deep in the left corner. Now at the other end. That's seven, by the way, for Zaheem Jackson. 24-18. Pass to the middle. Oh, good cut by Ambrose, but he missed a little lay-in. Got it back, put it up, missed it, and he got fouled by Lionel Kimwemba. Well, he's going to have to make two instead of making the easy one, which he missed the first time around. Lionel Kimwemba will get his first foul. Grizzlies only with three team fouls here in the first half. Here's the free throw by Jamal Ambrose, and the first try is good. He's having a good first half with 7 points. 6'9". And not a skinny 6'9". Here's the next try, in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Urji Hanami, who has at least three here in the first half. Grizzlies on offense. Lead it by five, 24-19. Left eye post. Whistle travel on Urji. Caught it. A little ball fake, drug his foot, then came the whistle. Turnover three on the Grizzlies in the first half. And if you're a close follower of Grizzly basketball, you know last season we had a horrendous problem with turnovers. Here's a pass to the middle. Ambrose forces up a shot and gets it to go from 10 feet as he got a bounce pass in the middle. How he didn't turn that ball over is amazing. So Ambrose now with nine. He's the game's leading scorer. Front court Grizzlies to my left. We'll hand it to Hanami on the left wing. Urji lost the dribble, had to chase it down. Gets it back to Zaheem Jackson with 10 on the shot clock. Zaheem has a high screen left, goes that way. Fade away from 17, side iron won't go, rebound. And Lionel got the rebound and kicks it out. Sean Glass for a three, no good. And we'll get a foul against the Grizzlies, and that'll be on Blaine Harris, pushing off or holding on the rebound. Nope, that's going to be on Lionel. Lionel Kimwemba with his second foul. Jaden Roach will check in for the Grizzlies for Lionel. Now Ethan Smith in the game for the Grizzlies. He's on the back line with Jaden Roach, Sean Glass, and Zaheem Jackson. And at the point of this zone defense, here's a drive all the way. Right-hand layup is up, no good. But foul on the play, and we had guys out of position, didn't know where they were supposed to be. They had Ryan Richardson on the point of the zone, I think. People got flip-flopped there a little bit. And that opened up the lane for an easy drive and a foul that was drawn by Demarius Shakur. His first try is no good, and he has had a bad first half of the line. He's 0 for 3. Next try. Good. 24-22 now. Grizzly lead is two. Zaheem Jackson, double screen out high, goes to his left, passes to the left corner. Sean Glass forces a three. That won't go. And the rebound taken down by Andrew Austin for DMAC. They come back left to right with Demarius Shakur. kicks it far left corner. Set, shot, three, off the side of the backboard. Fumbled, picked up inside. They'll double-team the ball. They'll bounce it off of Jaden Roach out of bounds. It'll stay with D-Mac with 17 on the shot clock. Trevian Carson checking back in for D-Mac. And in the lineup for the first time today, Jake Sage for the Grizzlies, the former Kickapoo standout. Freshman guard, he can flat out shoot the basketball. Here's a drive and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Foul will be on Zaheem Jackson, his first. The individual fouls are not posted on the board, so at halftime I'll update that here in my book so I stay up on that. 24-22. At the point, Fisher to the corner for a three, and that's good. Deshaun Fisher, as it turned out, on a return pass from Dylan Amueno, and Fisher makes his second three. And now D-Mac on top. Bounce pass, Jake Sage in the middle, dribbles out, gets it outside. Ethan Smith, left side, Ryan Richardson gets the ball to the low block. Roach turns inside, and a whistle and a foul will be called. Boy, I'll tell you what. One of the first things you'll notice about this Grizzly team when you come watch them next Tuesday night at the Civic Center against Linkier Prep, I want you to get a load of how strong Jaden Roach is. I mean, he is 100% athlete. And stout. Here's the inbound play. Lob it out near midcourt. Zaheem with 18 in the left corner. Ryan Richardson. He holds. Grizzlies get their spacing now. Richardson on a screen. Bumped in the corner. That'll be a foul call against Trevian Carson for D-Mac. Neither team in the bonus, but close to it. 16 fouls apiece, so we shoot free throws the rest of the half. Outside of player control. Here's the inbound pass. Jake Sage gets it in. Zaheem. 25-24. Grizzlies down by one against the Bears from Des Moines Area Community College here in Burlington, Iowa. Zaheem with a long three. Good! Zaheem from way downtown on the right wing. He has 10 here in the first half. Down the key. They'll cut off the dribble. Shot forced up. Tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. Jaden Roach. And he'll stay with D-Mac. 27-25. And we get substitutions coming in mainly for D-Mac here. Ethan Smith back in the Grizzly lineup, playing in the middle. Here's the inbound play. Lob pass out front. On the right side, over a high screen, down the key, to the right wing. Open shot. Fisher, another three, is no good. Rebounded by Ethan Smith. 6'8 Maryland product. Gets it up the floor. Zaheem Jackson. Zaheem to the right corner. Jake Sage. They're on him tight. Double-team the basketball, dribbles out of it, and he stepped out of bounds. He tried to dribble around the double-team, but stepped out, so that's turnover four on the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies, the pride of Calico Rock, Arkansas, and Javian Downey back out there, and now the Grizzlies with those two also have Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, and Ethan Smith. Up the right sideline now. Trevian will turn in the middle, lean in, shoots it over Richardson, no good, tipped it up and in. Trevian Carson with his second field goal. He has 5 points. That's tie game, 27 all. We have 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Ethan Smith out front, good ball handler for 6'8". Drives in, leans in, shoots it off the board, no good, went for his own board, missed it, and the rebound taken away by D-Mac. They come back with Ryland Smith. He has it at the right point. Pulls up. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound tipped over. Picked up by Javian Downey. Downey up the court to Sage. Left corner, Riley Whitaker gets his shot blocked. Back up the floor, D-Mac with it. Ambrose will pull up and shoot a three from the point. No good. Richardson tipped it out, picked up by Easton Smith for the Grizzlies. Let's push it a little bit. Here we go the other way. Javian down the key. Shoots a right-hand hook shot. No good. Tipped up and in. Terrific play by Ryan Richardson. He now has 5 points. And the 6'5 kid from Hollywood, Florida with a terrific follow there. Grizzlies back up two, 29-27 at the right point. On the left side now. Bad pass. Jake Sage takes it away. Third turnover on D-Mac here in the first half. Up the left side. Javian with it. High screen to the right. They'll lob it out to the point to Ethan Smith. He'll bounce it once and shoot a three, and it's off the back iron. It won't go. Rebounded by Trevian Carson. Carson, and they'll call timeout. Be a full timeout with 5:02 to go in the first half. Grizzlies lead the Des Moines Area Community College Bears by two here in Burlington, 29-27 in the season opener. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
5 minutes and 2 seconds left in the first half of this first game of the year. The Grizzlies and Des Moines Area Community College, ranked number 3 in the country in Division II basketball. Grizzlies lead them by 2, 29-27. They'll post up Ambrose inside, makes the catch. Riley Whitaker is trying to guard him. Here's a whistle. That's got to be offensive. No, they're going to call a blocking foul on Whitaker. And that, yep, it is on Riley on the block. So it should be a 1-1. It is a 1-1, 29-27. Ambrose at the line, free throw good. Their scoring has been basically him here in the first half. Out of their 28, he has 10. 29-28. Next try is good. We are tied up at 29. Downey front court. Bounce pass over. Nearly stolen. Whitaker lost. Picked it back up again. Urji Hanami on the right wing. Dribbles to the corner. Stop. Bounce pass out to Riley. Dribbles in. Wide open three look, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Bears. Pulled down by Nathan Roish. Down the front court. Lob down low, and there's Ambrose. High off the board. No good. And Riley Whitaker had him blocked off and got the rebound. Left corner. Jake Sage to the baseline. Dribbles in. Gets it inside, outside. Riley has it. Gets it out to Jake. Javian Downey with it. Javian Downey, Urji Hanami, Jake Sage, Jake, wide open three ball. Good, attaboy. We want to see him shoot the ball like that a lot this year because he can make them. Jake Sage from Kickapoo. Down low, here's the whistle. Offensive foul, and Riley Whitaker this time gets the call on Ambrose, who put a shoulder in him and put him on the deck. So Jake Sage can say that he has never missed a shot in his college career. 32-29, though, and the Grizzlies get the ball back. believe he's got three. Oh, they say he's got two. I thought he had three. Talking about their big guy. Here's Sage in the corner. Catch and shoot again. No good. Rebound. Riley puts it up and good. No, that's Blaine Harris. Blaine Harris cut in underneath and got the follow and got the putback. 34-29. That's the sort of play you just can't get enough of. At the point, Austin for a three, and that's good. Austin for D-Mac. His second three makes it a two-point game, 34-32. Harris, high post, left side. On the right wing, Riley Whitaker dribbles down. Jake Sage cuts back door, not open. Pass down low, Urgy, and he'll be fouled on that play by Jaden Jefferson for the Bears, and that'll mean a 1-1. The Jack, Zaheem Jackson getting ready to come in. Sean Glass coming in. Jaden Roach coming in for the Grizzlies. One thing that this will do when you have this kind of depth, with about 10 minutes to go in the game, if you're a starter and you've played extra long minutes, fresher legs mean better results at the end of a game, and it's going to be nice to be able to go this deep onto your bench when you go 10, 11, maybe even 12 deep. Now the free throw shooter, Urgy Hanami for the Grizzlies. He has 2 points today. Shoots to 1-1. First try here is no good. Rebound out of bounds. That'll be off of Austin. Andrew Austin for DMAC. And now they're going to reverse the call and call a foul. Jaden Roach is going to be called for going over the back. And so we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws to the basket to my right. Free throw shooter is Andrew Austin, 6'7", freshman from Rock Rapids, Iowa. First try, good. Second attempt, also good. .252 and counting. Tie game at 34. Blaine Harris out front, left side, Sean Glass. Right point pass, Urgy Hanami has it. Crossover, dribbles over, picks it up, gives it back to Zaheem. To the baseline, goes up, hangs, shoots, got fouled, he'll shoot two. It's really important that foul will be the first foul call on Dylan Amuino. It's really important to have guards that can get the ball to the basket. And you got to be kind of, you got to have some strength to do that. Our guards this year are a little bit thicker and stronger. Here's a free throw, first try, good. Zaheem Jackson now with 11 points in the first half. If you're having a poor shooting night, your guards can get the ball to the basket, draw some fouls, get some free throws, break some momentum. Here's the next try, good. Blaine Harris out, Ethan Smith back in. Ethan Smith, Jaden Roach, Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, and Zaheem Jackson are the five right now for the Grizzlies with 2:23 to play in the first half. 36-34, Grizzlies by two. Hand check foul out front on Sean Glass, as Travion Carson penetrated the lane. So Sean picks up the foul. I think that's his second. First free throw here is good. Jonathan White will check back in for the Grizzlies for Sean Glass. Especially that being his second foul. Next free throw is good. Grizzlies with the basketball. Right side, Richardson has it. Dribbles across. Tie score at 36. White left side. Jackson raises up, fires a deep three in and out. Rebound is going to be controlled by D-Max. They get control now. Back the other way with Amueno on the left side. Lob pass far right corner, too high. Out of bounds, turnover on the Bears there. So the Grizzlies will get it back. Tie game at 36. 1:40 to go in the half. White will dribble in, now move it back out. At the point to the right side, Zaheem Jackson. High screen, dribbles around his guy, goes baseline all the way, left hand reverse layup, no good. Rebound though, Richardson up and around and good. Ryan Richardson from Hollywood, Florida. Gives the Grizzlies a 2-point lead. Pass left side. Carson drives in, right hand scoop layup, no good. Got his own board, goes back, puts it up, good. Trevian Carson. He has 9. Grizzlies back quick with Jonathan White. 1 minute to go in the half, tied at 38. Ethan Smith, right side to Richardson, will hand it off to Jonathan White for the Grizzlies. Hook pass over, Jaden Roach. Back he goes to Jonathan. White dribbles over. Now Richardson on the baseline has a mismatch. Fade away, 15-foot shot is an air ball. Picked up by Austin. And now, 5 seconds difference on the shot clock, game clock. Bears have to shoot with at least 5 on the clock. Tie game at 38. 15 seconds to go. D-Mac holds it, now they go. In the left corner, set, pop for a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped over, picked up by Zaheem Jackson. Got plenty of time. Zaheem has it stolen, though. Pump fake, 3-ball at the horn. It's no good, and that's the end of the first half. So we played the first 20. And we're no better off than we were when we started, or worse for that matter. We're tied at 38 with Des Moines Area Community College. It is halftime. Grizzly halftime up next, and we'll come back with a little information. We were going to have Jared Fay. We had some technical trouble distributing that a little bit earlier, so we'll talk a little bit about what he talked about. When we come back in just a moment, Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, New Beginnings, and Endless Possibilities, and we'll return in 2 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet, the perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors, your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, it's been pretty much a dead even game. The Grizzlies did have, well, both teams, in fact, in the first half, each had a 6-point lead at some point. But here at halftime, we're tied up at 38 apiece. First half scoring for the Grizzlies, Zaheem Jackson is leading with 12 points. Grizzlies had 10 players score in the first half. Zaheem had 12. Ryan Richardson had 7. Then Blaine Harris had 4. 3 points for JV and Downey. 3 points for Jake Sage. 2 points for Jaden Roach, Lionel Kamwimba, Urji Hanami, and Sean Glass. Leading score for Des Moines in the first half with 11 was their 6'9" postman, Jamal Ambrose. 9 points for Trevian Carson. 8 points for Andrew Austin. 6 points for Deshaun Fisher. 2 points for Jaden Jefferson. And 1 point for Demarius Shakur. Tomorrow, the Grizzlies will play at 5 o'clock here at the Lauren Walker Arena. And we'll play at 5 again, and we'll play the host team, Southeastern Iowa Community College. They are always a stout opponent, and they will be tomorrow as well. So if we can grab a win here, that would be very advisable. But Des Moines is a pretty good, pretty stout opponent here right out of the block. And we'll take a timeout here and come back with more Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. Our halftime score in Iowa is 38-38. Grizzlies in Des Moines. We'll come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Dr. Greg here from Hirsch Feed Parts Department, West Plains Store. Quality is our business. Quality only happens when you care enough to do your best. We are proud to say we have kept you rolling year after year for 50 years, setting the standard of being the number one source of all brands of lawnmower and ag equipment parts for the last 75 years of production is what we have strived for. Quote of the day, work hard in silence, let success make the noise. There is a warning though. My number one parts customer service team may cause excessive smiling because cracking jokes will bring humor and sometimes that's the best lubrication.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back, tie game at 38-all. The Grizzlies and the Bears from Des Moines Area Community College. And we're probably about 4 minutes away from the second half getting started. Now, you'll have a chance to see this Grizzly basketball team at home officially for the first time this year Tuesday night. Link Year Prep will be the opponent. They are always really good, so that'll be a really good test. And that will be a 7 o'clock start time. Now, there's also another element to Tuesday night. Tuesday night is going to be Zizzer night at the Grizzly game. And Zizzer night for all the Zizzers out there that are students, faculty, et cetera, They'll get in for free. Who knows? We may even have the Zizzer band or elements of it there. I don't know. That'd be a nice little addition. But that'll be Tuesday night. And then next weekend, we'll be going back on the road again. We'll be headed up the highway north, headed to Moberly for two games. The first one next Friday against Wabash. And that will be next weekend, just like this, a two-day deal, Friday and Saturday, at Moberly Area Community College. We're about ready for the second half. Final break. Grizzlies here in the second half need to keep playing that same tough inside defense, keep them off the boards. We're doing a pretty good job. Otherwise, there's really nothing really to point to and say, gosh, we need to do this better. We only had five turnovers in the first half. Other than that, we're doing pretty well. At the half, it's tied at 38. Second half coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet. The perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors. Your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back just in time for Ethan Smith. I got a head start on us here. Ethan Smith with an up-and-under layup, giving the Grizzlies a two-point lead. And there's a steal at the defensive end. Urshi Hanami has it. He presses it up the floor all the way. Left-hand layup is good off the turnover. That's a great start. Grizzlies now up by four, 42-38. Long pass high post to the right corner. Wide open. Austin for a three, and that's good. Austin has 11. He leads the scoring. Andrew Austin for the DMAC Bears. 6'7" freshman, Rock Rapids, Iowa. Grizzlies with it, up by one. Ethan Smith out high, right side of the key, left side now. Lionel will hand it off to Sean Glass. Off the dribble, double team. Spins it back outside to Urgy. Dribbles down, leans in. Bounce pass in the corner. Sean Glass has it. Pulls up, 15-foot jump shot. Back iron won't fall. Tipped out by Smith. Picked up, though, by Ambrose. And back come the Bears. There's an alley-oop pass. Lob pass is going to be saved off a deflection and picked back up by the Grizzlies. All the way in. Urgy leans in, shoots it, no good. Rebound to Trevion Carson. Carson, left corner. Dish pass back to Carson, who goes in, lays it up, and good. So the Grizzlies started with a little bit of a rush. And now the Bears have answered with five of their own. And they now lead it by one, 43-42. Glass drives in, got a shot blocked, whistle. Tie up, jump ball, it should be and is Des Moines basketball. Ethan Thomas, 6'9", sophomore in for the Bears. And he'll come in for Jamal Ambrose. So this is something that we couldn't do that other teams did all the time last year. Take 6'8 kid out, you put a 6'9 kid in. Here's a drive down the key. They'll lob it inside, ball tipped away and stole it away. Back the other way we go in the front court. D-Mac with their sixth turnover of the ball game. Ryan Richardson gets it across now to Sean Glass, gets a screen. Tried to curl, gives it over now to Urgy at the point. Ethan Smith over to Ryan. Ryan Richardson. Screen right, dribbles to the right, five on the shot clock. Ryan dribbles baseline. Double team, wraparound pass inside, put it up, no good. Ball did not hit the rim on the miss shot by Urgy, or by Lionel. And so it's turnover on the Grizzlies. That's their first of the second half. Both teams now with six turnovers. Demarius Shakur for DMAC, 43-42. Here's a drive blocked away by Ethan Smith. Great play down the right wing. Open three is short. Rebound long to the corner. Chased down, and DMAC gets it. All the way in, right-hand layup is up and good by Demarius Shakur. Well, he took it to the basket instead of trying to hit a three, and that worked better. 45-42. Richardson in the left corner. Urgy Hanami off his double screen. Dribbles over, curls down the lane, kicks it to the corner, off the hands. Lionel Kumwemba out of bounds. Grizzlies second turnover of the half. Saheem Jackson comes in for Urgy. Jaden Roach will come in for Lionel. And those will be the only subs for right now. A lot of game to go, 16-37. Grizzlies trail by three, 45-42. Shakur, up high to Fisher, curls over the top, drives in, puts it high off the board, no good. Got his own rebound, though. Goes up, no good, and a late whistle and a foul will be called on the putback. Foul will be on Shakur. Well, that's actually on Saheem Jackson. That'll be his second, I believe. Free throw is good. One more try for Deshaun Fisher, who now has 7 points today. Sean Glass out for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage is in. Here's the next free throw try. Good. Well, back out to a 5-point game. Jaden Roach to the left side. Jake Sage dribbles over. Looks for some room. Now Richardson drives in. Double team. Gets it outside. Saheem Jackson. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Got a screen going to the left. He'll dribble right. Cross court pass. Ethan Smith down the lane. This is over. Two-handed dunk by Jaden Roach. Great pass by Ethan Smith. Jaden Roach flushed it down. He has four. 47-44 in the corner. Back out it goes. Carson feeds it over. Fisher drives in, tried to dunk it, and the ball bounced out, went back in, and he got fouled on the play. Wow. Foul's going to be on Jaden Roach. His second. The Grizzlies are going to take a timeout here as Fisher gets the bucket plus a free throw. Second foul on Jaden Roach. Timeout on the floor. 15:37 to go in the second half from Iowa. It's DMAC leading the Grizzlies 48-44. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service. Serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
48-44, and D-Mac trying to make it a five-point game again, but missed free throw that time by Deshaun Fisher. Back come the Grizzlies. On the right side to the corner, Jake Sage. They really pressure him. Back outside it goes to Richardson. Ryan drives in, kicks it to the corner. Sage will shoot the three, and it's good. They had a hand in his face, and he still made it. Jake Sage with his second three. He has six. 49-47. In the paint. Here's a driving layup. No good. Jaden Roach takes it away from everybody. But he gets those two hands on it. It's over. Grizzlies back with a chance to tie. Zaheem drives in, feeds it across. There's Roach again. Goes up. Got blocked. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. With a chance to tie the game. So Jaden Roach with a chance for a pair here. 6'6", freshman from Miramar, Florida. A bounce and a free throw, no good. One more try. Grizzlies try to get within one. And no good. Rimmed off again. 49-47 as the Bears have it. Looks like we're playing zone now. Ball deflected out the point. Playing a 2-3 on the left baseline. Trap it. Back out. Good ball movement. Stole it away. Ethan Smith takes it away. Behind the back dribble at midcourt. Nearly lost it. Picked back up by Jaden Roach. Right side, Zaheem with a three ball, no good. Ball rims off way outside, and it's picked up on the perimeter. They'll bring it down to the right corner. Off the rebound that time by D-Mac. Here's a missed shot from the left side, off the side iron. To the weak side it goes, rebounded by Ryan Richardson. In the front court, keeps the dribble all the way to the basket. Double team to the point. Zaheem with an up fake, dribbles the lane, goes up. Left-hand scoop layup, won't go. And the ball tipped over, and it's picked up by D-Mac. They have a two-on-one alley-oop layup. Two-handed dunk is good. Jaden Jefferson on the alley-oop play. 51-47. Grizzlies at the offensive end with a high pick and roll. Zaheem Jackson gets it over to Jaden Roach on the wing. Ball is tipped out of bounds. And it'll still be Grizzly basketball on the deflection by Jaden Jefferson. Jake Sage will throw the ball in now. Javian Downey in the lineup, along with Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. Here's the inbound play. Javian on the right side. Bounce pass in the corner. Blaine Harris with a catch and shoot. Partially blocked, but he got fouled on the three ball as the shot clock expired, and Blaine Harris we'll go to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. So by the time this trip to the free throw line is over, it could be a one-point game. Blaine Harris has 4 points today. This is his first collegiate free throw shot, and it's good. Fifty-one, 48, 13:26 left in this basketball game. Next try is good. Let's see. If he makes this one and makes the hat trick, I may have to throw my ball cap out on the court. That would get me thrown out, so it probably wouldn't work well. Next one, good. Hat trick, made all three that time. And it's a one-point game now, 51-50. Front court now, D-Mac with it, Rylan Smith. The Nebraska guard gets it inside to the big guy, no good. On the missed shot, rebounds, Zaheem Jackson has it off the miss by Ambrose. Down the front court, free throw line on the wing to the corner. Wide open, Jake Sage, and it's in and out. Bad break. Rebounded that time by Trevian Carson. Up the right side to the wing. Open shot for a three is good. Dylan Amueno. Makes it 54-50. That was a big shot. Makes it a two-possession game again. Javian Downey drives, and he'll be cut off, and he'll be fouled by the big guy, Ambrose. I already had him for three, but they're going to say that foul is probably going to be his third overall. And, again, we don't have the individual up here on the clock. I'll check on that here during the next timeout. And they will substitute Ethan Thomas in for Jamal Ambrose. So a big for a big. Here's the inbound play. Right side, Jackson. Bad pass inside. Knocked out of bounds by Ethan Thomas. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. It'll be Jake Sage throwing the basketball in for the Grizzlies underneath. Here's the inbound play. Into Javian in the right corner. Slapped out of bounds by Carson. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. 11 on the shot clock. Here's the inbound, lob it way over the top. Zaheem Jackson has it. 10 on the shot clock now. Zaheem on the dribble, goes to his left, gets a screen, double team, picks up the dribble, kicks it out. Jake for a three at the point, off the back iron, won't fall. Rebound, Blaine Harris, lobs it way out front, tipped away and stolen. They come back 3-on-2. They'll pull up and shoot a three at the left point, no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Carson, puts it up, no good. Rebound still being fought for, it's loose on the deck. Blaine Harris drives it. They lost it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say that's off the Grizzlies. That was a bad call. It was touched last by D-Mac as Blaine went diving for it. They say it went off his leg. 54-50. Amueno plays it in, gets it back, kicks it left corner. Open shot for a three ball is way short. Picked up by JV and Downey. Grizzlies with some good defense there. Downey, front court to the point. Left side. Sage shoots again. That ball partially blocked. Saved by the Grizzlies. Bounced off a foot for Des Moines. Nope, it's going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Biggest difference you have when you're a shooter coming out of high school and playing college basketball is getting used to how fast defenders close out on you. And when they're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", or taller, it can be tough, a tough adjustment. We get an illegal screen call now here at the offensive end for D-Mac. That's on Ethan Thomas. That'll be his second off the bench. Andrew Austin will check in for the D-Mac Bears at the next whistle. 11:35 to play. Grizzlies with it, down by four, 54-50. Jonathan White. Dribbles over the top, bounce pass in, and Harris cuts, shoots, no good. A lot of contact, but no whistle was coming. Down the lane, kick it to the far side. Two-handed dunk on the play by Jordan Jefferson. 56-50, we could use the basket right here. Sean Glass back in the ball game. Dribbles over, hands it off, Javian Downey. Javian out front, screen right, goes left. Down the lane, turns, faces, shoots, partially blocked, got fouled, he'll shoot two. He actually got fouled, I thought, on the shot, but the follow-through by the defender is what's going to get him, and it'll be two shots. That foul on Trevian Carson is second. So that's good to be able to draw a foul. Slow things down a little bit. Ethan Smith and Riley Whitaker will check in a moment. Meanwhile, Javian Downey. 1-for-1 at the line, has 3 points today. Free throw try here is no good. Grizzlies are just 3 out of 6 from the line here in the second half. Trail by 6, 56-50. Jonathan White, Ethan Smith, Sean Glass, Javian Downey. Next one rattles in and out, no good. And Riley Whitaker, that's the 5 for the Grizzlies. So Javian 0 for 2 at the line. 3 out of 7 in the half for the Grizzlies. Trail by 6 on the right side. They kick it out on the wing. Pass a little block. Posting up inside. Austin blocked by Smith, but a foul on the play. Ethan blocked it up against the glass, but he's called for getting him on the elbow. And Austin, the free throw shooter, first try, good. Des Moines Area Community College, ranked number 3 preseason in Division II in JCAA basketball. You remember Nashville Park College? We saw them at the Civic Center a couple times last year. They were national champions in Division II last season. Austin makes them both. So there's some excellent teams in Division II, and this is one of them. Top 3 teams. Left side, Jonathan White steps over. Riley Whitaker shoots a 3, and it's good. Riley from the left point. Boy, you talk about needing a bucket. There's one. 58-53. Over on the right side now. Grizzlies play straight man-to-man. Over a screen, out high. This is Ryland Smith, left wing pass. The shot for a 3 is in and out. And the rebound, Grizzlies, a foul will be called on a push underneath on MSU West Plains. Javian Downey will be called for a push-off. That should only be the 4th team foul. Sean Glass will come out for Ryan Richardson. So will he play underneath? I don't know what the big hold up here is. They're going to say, was it in the act? I thought he was in the act of shooting, but all 3 officials. Speaking of the officials, our officials for this ball game is Colin Dotson, Kevin Nantola, and Pat Hoberg. And so they gathered. Well, they're talking about who the foul was on. They said 20. Blaine Harris isn't even in the game. Here's the inbound play. Inbound pass. Pass inside, deflected out of bounds. Stays with the Bears. 9:55 to go in the second half. Grizzlies down by 5, 58-53. Austin at the right point. In the right corner now. Fisher inside. Austin posts up. Missed the shot. Wide open from 10 feet. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith has it up ahead. Takes it to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Got his own board. Reverses up and good with the left hand. Ethan Smith has 5 points. Back to a 3-point game. 58-55. You only make up points by getting stops on defense. Grizzlies trying to get one here with Austin. Shoots a 3 at the point. Air ball out of bounds. Grizzly ball. Zeem Jackson. D-Jack comes back in the game for Javian Downey. Good players always hate to come out of the ball game. Unless they're totally gassed. Jonathan White left side. Riley Whitaker. He'll step into one here if they give him a shot here in the corner. In the corner, Riley. Thought about it. Tipped out of bounds by Carson for DMAC. 9:01 to go in the game. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Grizzly basketball with a chance to cut it to 1 or tie. White on the inbound catch. White dribbles over a high screen, left elbow. He'll force the shot, and no good. And in the air for the rebound is Carson for D-Mac up the right side. He'll feed it back to Travion Carson. He'll drive the lane, step through, right-hand layup is good, and Ethan Smith may have tweaked a little something there. So Lionel Kamwembo is going to come into the ball game for Ethan Smith. He walked off under his own power, and he is still walking around, so could be a hammy or something like that. Anyway, the bucket makes it 60-55, five-point game again. Naheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. In the blue, red, and white. Bounce pass over, underneath, Lionel posts up inside, turns to the middle, goes up, no good, got fouled, he'll shoot two. That foul's on Jamal Ambrose. That's either his fourth or his fifth. Must be four because the horn ain't blowing. So Lionel Kamwemba, I didn't look it up to back it up statistically, but he was certainly one of our best free throw shooters last year. Come on, Lionel, first free throw here is, off the back iron, no good. Could still make it a four-point game with this. Lionel Kamwemba. What a great, great kid. Next try is no good. Rebound comes long and pulled down by Shakur. The Bears have it in the white with green trim. Left side cutting baseline. Pass across. Shot no good. Rebound is fought for and controlled by D-Mac. They get a fresh 20 in the lane to the right side on the baseline. Lean in, shot high in the air, no good. Body contact, foul on the play on Lionel Kamwemba. No, that will be on Riley Whitaker. Free throw shooter. Jaden Jefferson for D-Mac. First try, no good. Jefferson is, has his first free throw. 0-for-1 at the line and has 6 points. Next try, good. 61-55. 8 minutes to play, roughly. Zaheem Jackson out front to the right corner. Goes around his guy. Reverse, right-hand layup won't go. Rebounded by Lionel. He got fouled on the shot, and the foul will go against D-Mac. So still a six-point game with 7:45 to go. Lionel Kamwemba will be at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. He'll have a chance to redeem himself from those last two. Grizzlies 5 right now after this free throw. Here it is, and the first try, good. Lionel Kamwemba out there with Riley Whitaker, Ryan Richardson, Saheem Jackson, and Jake Sage. Next free throw won't go. Rebound pull down by Jaden Jefferson for D-Mac. The Grizzlies have substituted very freely in this game, so the last 6-7 minutes we ought to be fresher. In the left corner, Shakur dribbles over the top, stops, got away with a walk, but he didn't the second time. They called him on that one. 7th turnover against D-Mac. Grizzlies have 8. 5-point game, 61-56. This has really turned into much more of a half-court game here in the second half. Urji Hunami back out there. He's got it. He gets it to Zaheem. Jake Sage in there. Zaheem keeps the dribble. Curls, far side, quick pass across through the hands of Urji Hunami out of bounds. That was a dangerous pass. Said Urji normally would catch. In the right corner. Here's a three. No good. Rebound that was straight back to Shakur. D-Mac keeps it. from the right side. Three ball is up and good. Amueto with his second three. Now, kind of dangerous territory. 64-56. Got to have a bucket. Right side, Urgy. Drives in all the way. Puts it in off the board. Good. Urgy with a strong move to the basket. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. With 6 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the second half. And they trail the Des Moines Area Community College Bears by a score of 64-58. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Still anybody's game, but it's DMAC with the lead. Des Moines Area Community College 64, MSU West Plains 58. We're underway in the backcourt with 6:34 and counting here in the second half. The number 3 ranked Division II team in the nation with the ball in white. To the right elbow, follow away jumper, and Bueno is good. He has 8 points off the bench. Dylan Bueno from Minnesota. Right baseline, Jonathan White drives in. Puts it up from the left hand. Good. Good quick move by Jonathan White. And that's his first Grizzly bucket. Down the front court, driving the lane, putting it up on the run. No good, but a foul on the play. Foul go against probably Sean Glass. That foul against Bueno. Dylan Bueno. So he'll go to the line. That's going to be Demarius Shakur actually going to the line to shoot two. 66-60. Free throw, good. 6:01 to play. Next try is no good. Rebounded by Sean Glass. He went up and pulled that one down. Ryan Richardson will take it to the hole. Lost the ball on the drive. Kicks it outside. 3 ball is up by Urgy. No good. And the only rebounders in white shirts for that one. Dylan Bueno. Down the right side. Pulls it back. 6-7 point game. All the way. Left hand layup. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. I'm glad they didn't start this kid. The foul is going to be on Ethan Smith. It's Well, he said 13. He's not even out there. Or is he? Yeah, he is. There he is. Ethan Smith with his second foul. It's a bucket and one. Bueno off the bench here in the second half with 11 points. 10-point game. Down the lane, Ethan Smith turns to the middle, puts it up left-handed. Good. Foul in the play. The basket counts. Terrific. Strong move by the 6'8" Ethan Smith as he spun back to his right, got to the basket, got the foul. He has 7 points, 6 here in this half. 70-62, Ryan Richardson will come out for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage will come in. We'll see if we can get him open, get some three-point looks. So the free throw shooter, shooting one. Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. 70-62, 70-63. Still a lot of time left, 5.5, but it has to start down here to my left. That's the defensive end. See if we can get a couple stops here and tighten this thing up. Left side, Shakur dribbles down, cut off by Jake Stage. Hook pass down low. They'll kick it back out to the point. Carson takes it all the way down the lane. Lays it up and good. 15 for Carson. 72-63. Jonathan White out front. Right side, Jake Stage pulls up, shoots the three. Good, Jake Stage. That helps. Back to a six-point game, 72-66. Got to get stops, though. Down the key, Shakur goes up. Blocked out of bounds by Ethan Smith. And it'll stay with the Bears with 4:31 to play. Grizzlies have had 11 players score in this game. Backdoor pass laid up and in by the big guy, Jamal Ambrose. His first basket of the second half, he has 13 points. 74-66. Jonathan White. Baseline all the way in, left hand layup won't go. Dribbles off the rim, and Ambrose will pull it down. Down the key, Shakur kicks it outside with 4:05 to play. 74-66, left quarter pass. That pass stolen. Jonathan White, 3-on-2 break the other way. Feeds it over. Urgy takes it all the way. Left hand layup, no good. Dipped up. Urgy got it back. Puts it up again and good. Urgy has 8 points. 74-68. It's not neck and neck, but we're in the right area code anyway. Down by 6. 74-68. 3.5 to play. Reach in foul on Urgy Hanami out front. Both teams over the limit. It'll be a 1-1. This free throw shooter, Demarius Shakur. It would be fair to say Shakur has been shaky at the line. He's made 2 out of 6. And we could use a miss right here. Down by 6, 3:36 to play. Shakur, free throw is good. Ambrose goes out for, the big guy goes out for Des Moines, and they'll get Andrew Austin back in there at 6-7. Des Moines missing one of their best big players in this lineup today. Here's the next free throw, good. 76-68. Blaine Harris and Jake Stage both in game, both good outside shooters. Here's Jake at the point. Behind the back dribble, takes it all the way in. Right hand layup. Good. Foul on the play in the basket count. Those Kickapoo Chiefs can be pretty tricky. A little head fake, and he got around his guy, got the foul, and got the lay in. That's 11 now for Jake Stage. 76-70. And one free throw. Davian Downey, Zaheem Jackson, Ethan Smith, Jake Sage, and Blaine Harris are the five right now. And the free throw is good. He's not going to miss many of those. 76-71. 3:18 to go. Out on the right side. To the right corner. Amueno will dribble baseline. He'll force a jump shot. No good. Rebound. Ethan Smith pulls it down. Great rebound. Grizzlies come back. Long up the right side. Jake Sage has it. Gets it back to Javian Downey at the point. Left wing. Zaheem Jackson. He'll screen. Dribbles over the top. Down the lane. All the way. Right hand layup. High off the board and good. Zaheem Jackson. He's got 14. 76-73. It's a one possession game with 2:43 to go. You got to get tough now. Grizzlies go back to the zone. Down the key, Carson all the way. He lays it up and good. Got no help on the back line that time. Timeout called. Carson has 17. Timeout with 2:35 to play. And the Grizzlies trail by 5, 78-73. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success.
To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
In the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet, the perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors, your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Can the Grizzlies come back and win this game? They have it with a 78-73 deficit to work with. Here's the Heem for a three on the right side. No good, but it's taken on the opposite side by Ethan Smith. That did not hit the rim, so no fresh shot clock. 13 on the shot clock. Javian Downey, double screen high, goes to his left. Keeps the bounce, gets it to the point, swings it around to Ryan Richardson. Ryan dribbles into the paint. Ball away, 12-foot shot way off, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. No, we didn't get a good shot out of that. Dean Jackson comes out for Urji Hanami for defense. And with 2 minutes to go, you absolutely positively have got to get a stop here. Sean Glass back in for the Grizzlies with Blaine Harris, Ryan Richardson, Ethan Smith, and Urji Hanami. D-Mac not in a hurry. They'll dribble to the point. Lob over the top. Ambrose there. Catches, shoots, missed it, got it back and put it in. Looking a little bleak now. 7-point game. 80-73 with 1:35 to go. Glass to the left corner. Richardson to the point. Urji will shoot the three. It's no good. And the rebound to D-Mac, and they have got a firm grasp on this one here as we go to the last minute 20. Grizzlies have to match up now and play pressure man defense. Down by 7 at the point. Ambrose is going to shoot a 3, and it's good. And we get a timeout on the court. That makes it a 10-point game with 1:08 to play. With a score, DMAC 83, Grizzlies 73. And we are back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Come back to play, and we came back early. A foul will be called on the Grizzlies, 85-73 is the score, and a foul called on the Grizzlies here, and we'll sub out. 2 for 2, we'll get Jonathan White in there along with Blaine Harris. And the free throw shooter here is Demarius Shakur, who has 6 points tonight. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Ryan Richardson. 35 seconds, down by 12. Richardson drives all the way. Left-hand layup, no good. Tipped up, tipped out, picked up by Riley. To the left corner, Sage for 3, no good. And a late whistle. A late call, and it'll be a 3-point foul, 3-point shot foul. And it will be three shots. The foul's on Deshaun Fisher for Des Moines, 85-73 with 24.8 left in the ballgame. We did not shoot the ball very well in the second half. That's probably the most glaring thing. First free throw for Jake Sage is no good. Won't hear those words in a sentence very often this year. But he'll have two more tries. Let's see if he can make these. 85-73. Grizzlies down by 12. Next one is good. Fisher out, Amueno back in for DMAC, 85-74. And good again. All over court pressure and a foul in the backcourt on Blaine Harris. Blaine Harris will be called for the foul to stop the clock in the backcourt with 23.9 to go. Shakur back to the free throw line where he has been often tonight. He has been there for eight attempts. He's made half of them. First try, no good. Jalen Heisen checks in for the Grizzlies. 6'8 freshman. Next try is good. From the left wing, White for three, way out, no good. Ryan Richardson chases it down. Jake Sage for three on the right wing, that's good. 88-75, ahead of the field, Fisher with it. They're not going to shoot it. 10 seconds to go. 86-78, and no foul, and that's going to be the ball game. Final score, Des Moines Area Community College, 86. MSU West Plains, 78 here in Burlington today. And we'll talk it over with Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, coming up in 90 seconds on KDY.
Dr. Greg here from Hirsch Feed Parts Department, West Plains Store. Quality is our business. Quality only happens when you care enough to do your best. We are proud to say we have kept you rolling year after year for 50 years, setting the standard of being the number one source of all brands of lawnmower and ag equipment parts for the last 75 years of production is what we have strived for. Quote of the day, work hard in silence, let success make the noise. There is a warning, though. My number one parts customer service team may cause excessive smiling because cracking jokes will bring humor, and sometimes that's the best lubrication.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we got one in the books. The final score in this is 86-78. Des Moines Area Community College wins the ball game. It was tied at 38 at halftime. 5-point margin. Both teams, in fact, had a little bit of working room in the second half. But when it came down to it, once DMAC got that 5-point lead back, they didn't give it up, and they ended up winning the game by 8 points. You know, Jared Fay here to my right, and as the ball game was going on toward the end of the game, I got to thinking, well, what was the difference in the ball game? And I don't think there really was a discernible difference, but from a statistical standpoint, we probably didn't shoot the ball statistically very well in the second half.
Yeah, and I also think you pointed to the free throw line. You know, I felt like they didn't miss many. We missed
I don't know if we were 50%, but we weren't very good from the free throw line. All the little things. And you're right, you know, they're a good shooting team. They're a really good team. We knew that coming in. We missed some kind of open shots that we were hitting, but all in all, we saw some good things. Our freshmen learned a lot, and they need to be a little bit better, but it's definitely something to build on.
This was the first, and that's sometimes we lose track of stuff like this, but this was the first college game for a whole bunch of kids on this roster outside of four, and it is this is so much different. I know we're playing junior college basketball. It is so much different than high school basketball,
though. Yeah, you know, it's a process. Certain things you can't really even coach or teach. It's just they need to learn, kind of train their brain a little bit of the speed of things and what they can do and can't do anymore, and understand how important all the little things are now. But again, pretty good effort. I think our defense was pretty good in the first half, second half. Again, D-Max got good players. They got five guys out there who can take you off the bounce and can shoot it. So there's definitely areas for us to get better, but, you know, we saw some good things.
A lot of people played. 11 people scored in this game. Now, it's great to have that kind of depth, but really, as the season plays on, your rotation is going to get thinner, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's you know, our returners, we know what we got there, but it's, you get to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 sometimes, like, you know, I feel like we can just pick a name out of a hat, to be honest, but that's the part that'll start separating us, you know, or the guys individually a little bit about who our 8 or 9 guys are that are playing. But that'll take some time, kind of like I said earlier. You know, our identity isn't found yet, nor is our rotation.
So that leaves us tomorrow with Southeastern Iowa. Again, the Blackhawks are a team we've seen a whole lot in the past, not too much here in recent years, but historically and year in, year out, they're usually pretty good.
Yeah, very good on their court. Be a tough place to play, but it's why we scheduled this tournament. It's why we came up here to play the best teams we could play right now and learn from it and get better.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Harlan.
All right, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies here. And again, the let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring of this ball game. And first of all, for the Grizzlies, and I hadn't tallied it up immediately after the game, so we'll just kind of go down the list here. Ryan Richardson had 7 points. John Glass had 4. Ersi Hanami finished the day with 8. Ethan Smith had 8 points. 3 for Lionel Kamwemba. Jaheim Jackson had 14, 12 in the first half. Javian Downey had 3. 4 points for Jaden Roach. Blaine Harris finished the game with 7. Riley Whitaker had a 3. Jonathan White had 2. And the Grizzlies' leading scorer with 17 tonight is Jake Sage, the Kickapoo graduate. Grizzly freshman finished with 17, and he had 14 of his 17 in the second half. That included 4 made threes. Des Moines got a great effort in the second half from Trevian Carson, who scored 10 of his 19 points. He was their leading scorer with 18, was Jamal Ambrose. So the Grizzlies lose here in the season opener to Des Moines Area Community College. We'll be back here tomorrow afternoon. Same bat time, same bat station, 5 o'clock. The Grizzlies will play the home team, Southeast Iowa, and that will be hard. We'll see how that pans out, but that's tomorrow. Meanwhile, thanks for listening to the broadcast tonight. And tomorrow, the Grizzlies are here, and then next Tuesday at home against Linkier Prep. Till tomorrow afternoon, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, Des Moines Area Community College 86, MSU West Plains 78. Harlan Hutchison saying so long from beautiful West Burlington, Iowa.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hurst Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.